Shaft, episode 208, recorded on December 11th, 2014. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm good.
I'm Maz.
I'm Wes Wilson. Merry Christmas.
What?
What?
We're getting close.
We're getting close.
We are.
Happy Easter.
My wife has almost every Christmas present bought already.
She is a freak of nature.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's good. I just put the Halloween candy out for the kids.
I just brought my pumpkin in, actually.
Y'all don't do Halloween in Australia.
No, the shops try to make us, though. It's hilarious.
What? Now, why don't... I mean, do you not want to?
It's just not a thing.
They don't get it, Wes. They don't understand it at all.
They are always living in a horror world. They don't need to celebrate one day a year.
But yeah. Halloween is such a great holiday.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Like, I don't know why it doesn't take off here, but it just doesn't happen. And then the year that you don't bother getting candy, kids come to your house, and you're like, I've got to pretend I'm not here.
See, I think Goode's got it right.
Nutri-Buzz.
Because if people start dressing up like weird creatures and stuff, they're liable to get stabbed by big Australian knives because they'll think it's just a big bat coming out of their backyard.
Right. Oh, God, it's another bat! Oh, no, that was a poor child. I thought it was a small bat.
No, it's a dead child. Speaking of poor child, not really speaking of anyone, but we did get a sponsor this week, Space Boot 1. Says, hello, Shafters. Do you like podcasts that begin with S and end with T? And also feature Minecraft? Then you might also like the Simulationist podcast.
That's a word.
That is a word.
Big word. Starts with S and ends with T. I had another word in mind.
The Shatcast?
The Shatcast.
All about Shatner. Minecraft.
So go listen to the Simulation podcast. Simulation.
What do you think it's about? You think it's about sim games?
He says it features Minecraft.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Let's all highlight that at the doc.
So,
we all clicked on that.
Let's know about it. So we've had another week. It is holiday time, and so I know everybody's busy doing holiday stuff, and probably not getting much Minecraft in as usual.
I'm too busy trying to make sure that Santa has got me all of the amiibos for Christmas to fill my stocking.
Are those Wii U things?
They're the Nintendo Disney Infinity Skylanders.
Yes.
You saw that they discontinued a couple of those, right?
Yeah, it's been a nightmare. And since then, like just this morning, the Wave 2 came out and everywhere was already pre-ordered and sold out. And I went to a shop and they had the only stock they had was three of each. And they were like, we don't think we're getting any more of these. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's not even that good, people. Stop buying them.
It was really smart of Nintendo to create that artificial rarity so that people would do that for phase two.
It's a heaps Apple kind of...
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Strategy, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I mean,
there's
Nintendo's
not enough for everyone.
They've kind of done this with all their releases except for the Wii U. Hmm. All their releases have had a lot of scarcity. I mean, the original Wii run was light. The Nintendo 64 run was light.
Wii U was too, Wes. Just no one bought it, so it didn't seem scarce.
Yeah, that's right. I still get people today going, so do you just get this gamepad for the Wii? I might get the gamepad. I'm like, no, it's a new Nintendo. What? You're so Japanese. You have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, they did do a very good job marketing Wii U.
Yeah.
And the worst part is that for the most part, people like the system.
Yeah.
I mean, people are saying good things about it. It's just convincing people to step into it in the first place.
You know what I just realized? It's the only system that doesn't have Minecraft on it, which is what our podcast happens to be about.
Yeah. We're talking about, about it. We got some other systems that it's coming out on, or just came out on. We'll get to that in the news, though. But this week, what have you been up to, Goode?
Minecraft started the season 19 of UHC, so we started airing that. We actually played it back in November and been waiting for the right time to release it. So that's it's been most of my Minecraft content. But I got back into my Space Chicken series, which is the modded Minecraft series I do. So I played about 10 hours of that yesterday, actually. And that was my entire day yesterday, was just modded Minecraft, really. Yeah. So that's been my Minecraft for the week.
How was it? Did it bring back the emotions that Minecraft instilled in you years and years ago?
I still have not. People accuse me of being burned out on Minecraft because I don't play it as much. But it's just a time constraint thing more than anything. I have been really enjoying the Space Chickens thing, and it's not even that much for the modded stuff. It's like I've been like enjoying. Well, I guess it is the modded stuff because there's all these different tree types, and I enjoy the different palettes available because of that. Which I'm not really a builder, but I've been having a good time thinking about this like little world I'm building. So yeah, it is. It is like old. It's like Minecraft. What about you, Britt? You've been playing lots of Minecraft?
I haven't. I want to. I want to get back in, and I was doing Witchery the last time I was on our modded server. But I've been trying to get all our old videos up on the channel, and in this past couple of days, I've put up over 100 videos and scheduled for release throughout December. And I still have probably another 200 videos to finish. So hopefully I'll get that all done in the next couple days and then get back to playing some Minecraft. I'm rerunning a couple series that were on the old channel, like the Myst Quest. And so I want to pick that up when it gets done for the new viewers on this channel. So I'm kind of waiting for that as well to start that and some other stuff. So...
Are you seeing there. Like new viewers that are coming in on the old series that you're uploading, you think?
Yeah. Actually, it seems like there's a lot of people that haven't seen a lot of the old stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting to start a new channel now and just upload old content over. Like, I have 3,000 videos. I wonder if I could pull that off and no one would.
Probably, right? They would have forgotten it by now or something.
Right. It might get more views now the second time around than it did the first. Yeah.
Just do a From the Vault.
Right.
Or don't tell them. Yeah, that's better. What about you, Wes? What you been up to this week?
Well, I actually did get a little bit of Minecraft in this week. I played some more Diversity 2 with MK the Worst. We got to
get on that fin.
Yeah, we finished our parkour section, which was both humiliating and kind of amazing. And then we did the and oh my god, I can't think of it right now. But we recorded two new sections this week. And they've escaped my brain. But we're doing them in order. And we had a lot of fun. Like, I don't know. Like, that map is just so really... We were doing the maze part. And, like, we would say, hey, we need X. And,
hey, like, oh, and then, we need and then, X.
And then, like, within, like, 5 minutes we'd have found it. Like, it's almost like the map designers knew what you were going to need and put it just beyond your reach, so that when you got it, you're like, oh yes, I need that, you know. And I'm just really impressed with it. Everything about it, it's just really well designed. I just can't get over really how good that map is. It's really astounding. I've kind of been wanting to get back into streaming, and I've been playing some Assassin's Creed Revelations, and so I decided to stream that last night. And just had a really good time. And I kind of have been down on that game a little bit. But I think with people, like, with me while I'm playing it, I'm enjoying it a lot more. So I'm probably going to stream some more of that.
Cool. And Mr. Maz, I hear you got something exciting that came out this week.
Oh, it's pretty exciting. Just like a couple of days ago, I launched my own Patreon. Because ain't nobody got time for machinima no more. I'd really love to be able to turn off the commercials on that, because you know what? Screw them. Screw them right in the League of Legends buttholes. And so you could go over there, it just gives you access to the server with Brent and the other people in the village, so that's pretty cool. So I might actually check that out at some point. All the rewards and all the things, go do it. That'd be great. I'm already earning more money from Patreon than I have been the last 2 years from Machinima, so it's a sweet little biscuit currently. I'm very happy.
So with all that info, I don't think you actually gave the link, did you?
No.
I didn't even. Patreon.com/Maz. I probably should make it Extreme Beyond to make everything match, but hey. Currently it's
But last week you were saying you were gonna drop Extreme Beyond and go with Maz for everything.
Yeah.
Remember? You can't make up your mind. You're a torn soul.
I am torn. Yeah,
Machinima's torn ripping him apart, story. People. You have to save him.
It is. You know how many times I'm like, you know what, I'll just start again. then I see the people like Brent start again and my friend Bruce started again, and it's like, you may as well just shoot yourself. Like, why? It's too hard.
But you get
hard.
To upload the old video content
course.
For sweet new views. We've
That's
learned.
True. And I did just recently download all my videos. So I've got 1,000 videos worth of content there. I mean, sweet.
Yep, start them on the new channel.
Yeah. Woo! Two channels.
Sounds good. And then you might find yourself in the sightings if you do that.
Oh.
Yeah, no, but yeah. I guess not. So this week in sightings, we've got, actually, I never went back and got I'll put the real link in the show notes, but we've got Mindcrack starts UHC-19 and the link to that, so people can catch up on that and then get all the goodness, because I assume it's, you know, there'll be tons of videos.
There's 20 perspectives. We did something completely different this season, and it's my favorite format that we've ever done. We have just two teams of 10, but we all start as singles, and we're using Mumble's directional audio. So you basically, you just walk around and you're talking, and you might walk into someone else's video, so to speak. You know what I mean? You start hearing them talk. So it's pretty exciting because you don't know if you're going to walk into friend or foe or whatever. So you can team up with your teammates if you run into them or whatever, or you might, you know, run into someone from the other team and get murdered. So it's a lot of fun.
That's really cool. Does that mean you can only hear other people if you're close to them in Minecraft?
Like, yes, and it even works, like, if I, like, right now I'm looking at you, if I turn my head, it works like that even, where now I'm talking to the left, not, you know, so it works really well. It's really cool.
That's really
And you can
cool.
configure so, it how many meters away it works and stuff like that. So you can have it, like, where you're just 10 blocks away or 100 blocks away and you can hear them. So, and it doesn't, like, you know, you go from it's like as I get closer, I get louder, that type of thing. So it's really
well done. That's amazing. So you could actually, like, yell at someone if you see them. Hey!
Yeah.
That's really cool. So and how, using new technology like that can be painful sometimes. Did it work out as intended?
This is the second time we've used it. The first time we had a little bit of troubles. There's a couple bugs with it. One of them is it just uses your coordinates in the game. So if you're in the Nether and someone's in the overworld and you're at the same coordinates, you can hear each other. So that leads to some weird occasions. It did, at least in the first season, where we used that, because someone's in the Nether and they're, like, talking to the people in the overworld and they're, like, taunting each other, basically. But other than that, you know, it works really well. I know when we used it before, sometimes whenever you're like near other people, like your teammates or whatever, like, the audio is not as great as Skype or whatever. So some people kind of complained about that. Like, I was teamed with Etho the previous season, and we would get a little bit far away from each other, and then just, you know, it's not as easy to hear each other, that type of stuff. So for some people, it's like, well, I don't enjoy this as much. But I think the small sacrifice to that audio quality adds with the tension that it creates. So I think it's really good thing.
Sweet. And the link was easy. It just changed the 2 to a 1.
Oh, there you go.
Go figure. Oh, technology. Speaking of technology, we've got a form that you can fill out at submit.theshaftpodcast.com. And when you do that, you can leave us stuff for listener contributions, excavation station, or really just about anything you want. And speaking of listener contributions, you want to read this first one for us, Wes?
Sure, I would be happy to. So this first one is from my uncle's name is Papa Douglas.
Oh, Papa Douglas.
Papa Douglas. And the contribution is no new Minecraft snapshots until next year. Oh, that sucks a bunch then. So what are your thoughts on the Minecraft name change system? I think it'll take a while for developers to finish that. So will you guys change your name? Probably not, because you're well known as that person. Am I right? Because y'all are so famous. Anyway, love you all and stay goofy. Hashtag Mavs for President 2016.
I know, right? I am sticky with fame. It's disgusting how famous I am. So I won't be changing my name anytime soon. And I assume that the name that you change it to has to be available, right?
Wait, you won't change it to Mavs?
Well, I assume it's Extreme be
Beyond. Wait, is it Extreme Beyond? What are you in Minecraft? It's Extreme Beyond, right?
Extreme Beyond.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, if I wanted to be Maz, if someone's already Maz, I can't, right?
I'm assuming.
Right. You can't just take the name. Like, yeah. This is yours. This is mine.
It's mine now. You change it.
But what they're doing is there's a ton of, because you know how all you had to do was go make an account on the site. You didn't have to actually buy the game, and that would lock that name. So what they're doing is they're releasing all of those names that were just accounts created but not actual purchases of the game. So there's tons of names out there that will be available that will probably be pretty good that people might want.
Well, I might try. I'll give it a red hot go anyway.
There's a link somewhere, I don't know where it is, that you can see. You could check if the name is going to be available. I don't remember where that link's at. That'd probably be good for us to share, in fact.
Yeah, I'm going to Google that.
So do we have any kind of time on when...
I don't know when that's coming out. I'm trying to remember because Dinderbone mentioned it. I don't remember when it's. I thought it was supposed to be this year, though.
I wonder if banana hammock's going to be taken.
Hand banana.
Okay, so there is.
Sorry, I killed the podcast. I didn't mean to do that.
It's all over.
Well, I was just looking,
Ethan. Oh, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead and read it. I was looking at the fact on name changing and stuff.
Yeah, somebody find that link for me because I can't.
All right, well, Ethan says, "Hi, the Shaft. I was working on my bedroom in Minecraft the other day, and I was trying to place a painting down. Every time I punched it to try to get another painting, the item glitched around the room, ending up clear on the other side. What gives? This is an issue before, but it seems to have literally gotten worse. Can someone swear at Mojang for me, as my religion prevents me from doing it myself? Thanks.
I would, but then Brian would have to end the show.
The whole painting system should just be fixed, right? Like, the whole thing is just kind of dumb, right? Your whole clicking and replacing nonstop.
You should be able to pick your painting.
Do you not that? Right. Just like
pick the one you want.
I think you should be able to upload some images, kind of like,
Goatsy. A bit of Goatsy.
You know, it's up to the server what they allow, right? But, it worked for, like, TF2. You could have your little...
I had Justin Bieber as opposed to for ages. Justin Bieber!
But, you know, we need a little tub girl in Minecraft, I think.
Google that, kids. Google it.
No!
So...
They could sell that, too. Like, you get one spray for 99 cents.
Yep.
Jerk.
It's not EA. It's not EA.
No, they really need to commercialize this game. Like, Microsoft, get on it.
Yep.
Well, so the link to the name thing, it's kind of, it seems like it's more of a hack than, like, something they put out there. But it's just minecraft.net/haspaid.jsp?user=. And then you put the name that you want, and it'll either give you a true or false, whether it's in there or not.
Okay, so minecraft.net/...
Oh, Maz is going to be available, Maz.
Oh! It's mine.
So, is it false if it's taken?
False if it's not taken.
Yeah, it means they haven't paid, right?
Right, like, if you look up, like, Good, it'll say true.
Okay, so Banana Hammock has not been taken.
Get it, Wes. Get it.
Of course, anybody right now could go out and buy Minecraft and grab any of these names.
Maybe if it's not taken at all, but if it's taken in the respect that an account has been created and just not paid for, then no, you can't make it as a user when you just register on Mojang.com or Minecraft.net or wherever the heck you register at.
And I'm not buying the game again.
You don't.
Okay.
Think how much money they're going to make from this. Like, yeah. People are going to buy. Some people are going to want to keep their existing name, and they're also going to want to buy, you know,
I
whatever.
Do too. It's annoying.
Yep. Yep. It's good. Good job, Microsoft.
Yes. Mm. We've also got a bunch of excavation station ideas. Let's get to those.
Do. Charlie here says, "Hey, Chef Podcast and listeners, what if Minecraft had blood moons?" Hey, I'm going to stop you there right now, Charlie, because this was my idea a long, long, long time ago. Let's see if it matches. Once every 50 nights or so, maybe randomly, tons more mobs. Yeah, it's the same. So you'd have a blood moon come up, and my idea was like, you...
That's a good idea.
Could have all crazy things, and I really like it. So thanks for stealing my idea, Charlie. Get out of my life.
did you also steal the idea from Terraria, Maz? Whatever, it was your idea? Or was
Terraria didn't exist back then.
Oh, okay.
It was literally that long ago. It was so long ago. It was before they put in, that they could bash down doors, zombies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
What do they call that? The hordes come through in the villages?
Oh, yeah. Zombie hordes, something. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there is really a term for that whole process.
But I like the idea of, like, the sun sets and then you look around to the moon and it's a blood moon. You're like, oh, tonight's going to be heavy.
And, so you run to your bed.
Yeah.
Maybe beds don't work on blood moons.
Oh, yes, yes.
You're too uncomfortable. It's too unsettling. The blood is too unsettling to sleep. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I like that idea. Because everyone just sleeps away the night every time, right?
Yeah. And your doors, like, flap open like poltergeists. And then just fly up shelves. Oh, yeah.
The windows fly up. Oh,
zombies start digging through walls instead of just, like, breaking down doors.
Be amazing.
Light levels don't matter. Things are just spawning.
Yep.
So, do you think we'll ever have windows like doors where you could like right click on the windows to like pull them up and then right click and push them down?
No. I think you've just got to put those
trap. They can't even get window textures to come together.
Oh well. Speaking of Disney, DisneyGeek93 is on Twitter. Tweet him right now. Say, hey, tell him what you think of his idea.
Do it right now.
Which is the Notch Apple horses after pause on pause in UHC. This was the live UHC fed his Notch Apple to a horse. Disney Geek got an idea. Once you feed one to your horse after you tame one, it will get buffs like insane speed, jumping, and a buttload of hearts, and possibly a new achievement as well. And call it For the Horse. Hashtag For the Horse. So, tweet DisneyGeek93, hashtag For the Horse, and tell them what you think, or him, her, what you think of their idea.
I kind of am biased and want them to add something like that. Just because.
So, from the tweet. Like, what buffs would a, like, insane speed jumping?
He should get to fly for, like, 10 minutes. Just
fly. Oh, yeah.
Like, wings pop out?
Yep. Right out his butt, and he just takes off.
I think you should turn into Paws.
Oh, that's a terrible curse. What a terrible night to have such a curse.
What happened to my horse? Okay.
Oh, so at JW Stiff 530 on Twitter says, a campfire block, the more you stand around it, the more health you get.
Okay.
Do we hate the idea?
Wait for you, Mass, to say something to that. It's just one of those ideas that's in so many games already, it feels like it's just been overdone.
Just like,
Well, I can't get over the campfire block.
Oh, yeah, it's a block, too. It's not. What's a block of campfire look like?
Would it just be like one of those just a block that kind of looks like wood stacked with fire on top of it? Or
I don't know. I hate it, and I've tweeted that out, too, so get ready. Get ready for the storm. The Twitter sphere is about to explode.
JW Stiff 530, you're about to get tweeted on.
Yeah. JW Stiff. JW Stiff.
5:30 a.m. It's like a radio show.
I like your name, but your idea is horrible.
So,
poor guy.
It's not. Come on, it's not that bad. It's some kind of stationary place to heal up. It's not that bad.
Like a beacon.
Yeah, or, I mean that's all it is. I mean, it's just a way to, like, you know. But then again, you could put some kind of a thing on it, like it attracts zombies.
Well, and is this an overheal? Is he talking about an overheal, or is he just talking about regular healing up?
Regular
heal. I just think regular healing up, but just at a faster rate.
Just bloop, 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 bloop.
I want to have those sound effects. It needs to
have.
You
should have to have a sleeping bag. You should have to crawl into it and sleep out in the wilderness, and you would heal, but monsters would come and knock down your tent and piss on your fire and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that is a question. Like, when y'all are roaming around a world, do y'all take a bed with you?
Nah.
See, if I'm feeling smart.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, when I'm exploring, I take a bed with me. And as soon as it's getting dark enough, I throw it down and I sleep and I continue on. But it's in a modded world where, like, it's actually kind of dangerous at night. Like, in regular Minecraft, it's not really worth doing. You just run or kill whatever comes near you.
Right.
I just want to say my angry tweet at the JFW Stiff got me a new follower. So that's cool.
Was it JFW Stiff?
No.
He unfollowed.
So funny. I'm going to find out.
So what's Pineapple Man got to say, Wes?
Pineappleman.
Oh, sorry, I said that wrong.
Pineappleman. Thanks. I think there should be the shaft in Minecraft. Every once in a while in a mine shaft, you should find a studio with a chest with an iPod in it that has all the episodes on it. This was long, I know, but you must read it all. Okay, I've read it all.
We've had longer than that, mate. Holy moly.
I take it there was more to this, and we ignored it.
No, I don't think so. I copied it all.
Oh, really? Well, we read it up. Mr. Pineappleman?
We just obviously are really harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think iPods as a chest item are really something that we need.
What if you stumble upon a cave and it's got all four of us standing around a campfire block spinning yarns?
Feeding each other golden apples slowly.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't there a service that used to have that it was like a mod that played stuff while you were playing Minecraft, and the shaft used to be on it? What was that service?
Really?
Yeah. There was a mod, and we were one of the things that you could listen to while you were playing Minecraft.
There's some mod.
Apparently didn't catch on.
That has
no, it did.
It's got like, I keep finding these like little SoundCloud discs. I've never actually popped one into anything, but I have like 20 little SoundCloud discs, and I don't know what they link to. No. So there's a mod like that does that, kind of.
Do you have Mr. Crayfish mod on yours?
I don't.
Is that all the furniture stuff?
Oh, no.
Because I believe one there is like a radio that has like a CD player or something. You can get like disc to put in it or something like that.
Hmm. It pulls the stuff from the internet, so you could technically add.
It's a radio. It's a radio, so you can put the radio stations on there or something.
Huh. Oh. I usually just listen to the radio while... Anyway. Finn Allen says, "Hey, yeah, I thought that as Minecraft has painting, why not have easels with the same design as making your skin on a website?" We've had this before, and we thought it was a good idea. Make your own paintings, pixel art, in the business, like a skin editor, but for the paintings. Does everybody like it? I do. I like it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I think I see no problem with that.
I mean, people are just going to make lots of penises.
Penises all over the place, but what a glorious world that would be.
Well,
you can stitch them all together. Anyway,
a glorious world. I'm sure everybody's been watching the news lately, which is always glorious. So let's get into our news.
News, news, news.
So this week, there was actually two posts on the Mojang blog. They've upped their game. One of them has to do with the Pocket Edition now on Windows Phone. Anybody have a Windows Phone?
He's got a Windows Phone.
Lol. I thought about getting one time with that camera, the Lumia 920 or 14, whatever it was, with like the 40 megapixel camera on it.
Wow. My wife had a Windows Phone for a while, and there were no music services that would run on it.
Isn't that
crazy? There was no music services that would run on a Windows Phone. It blew my mind. I got an interesting ticket this week on Play Minecraft. Someone was like, hey, my son's been trying to connect and I can't do it. And so I gave her instructions on how to use multiplayer in Minecraft. And I'm going through this really long description. She's like, I don't see any of those things. And then finally she goes, could it be that we're doing Pocket Edition on an iPad? And I'm like, yes. Yes, no. Yes, that could
that
be.
That is the problem.
That's why you can't connect to play Minecraft. Yes.
Could you go over to the computer now? Let's try this again. First, so, yeah, buy Minecraft.
She hasn't written me back, but she bought Patreon.
I'm assuming we refunded that, right?
I haven't really talked to her since then. I don't know if she wants to do it on the PC or not, but I'll ask her.
Okay.
But I did reply, yes. That's a problem.
That is a problem. So, I guess we're not all running out and buying Windows phones to try it. I'm assume that it works like all the rest.
The thing is, would anyone even know if it doesn't? How many people do you think has a Windows phone?
Yeah.
For all we know, this doesn't even really exist. No one would know.
Someone's like, hey, look, I'm playing Minecraft on my Windows phone. You have a look. That's Flappy Bird. What the heck?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess you've got to put it on everything these days when you're that big. But it really took them till it's been on everything else for a while, right?
Do you think it would be there now if Microsoft hadn't bought them? I feel like it wouldn't.
No, I don't think so either. Speaking of things nobody cares about, Scrolls was officially released. And does anyone actually care?
Because I want to play it now at least once now that it's officially released and see if it's different from when I tried it out in alpha.
Yeah, well, I re-downloaded it again just to do that as well. So maybe there's some multiplayer there, but I feel like Hearthstone came out and just wiped the floor with the whole card tabletop collecty game. They were just too slow in putting this thing out. It's like 4 years of development for what?
Yeah.
Turn down for what? Yeah. So, I don't know.
Nothing unique about it that makes it that much greater than anything else that's out there, really. So, I'd rather play Magic or, like you said, Hearthstone.
It looks like a wicked Facebook game, and that's probably about it.
Yeah.
And, like, I enjoyed Card Hunter. That was like, the card online card game that I felt really tapped into something special. But at the same time, I put it down. I didn't pick it back up again, and I just don't know what the value of card games is. I don't understand people's fascination with Hearthstone, really.
Oh, did you ever try, like, did you ever get into, like, Magic the Gathering and that type of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Card game and deck building? Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like Hearthstone is such a diet CCG.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Everything I've seen about it seems, yeah. But maybe that's why. It's so easy for people to consume, and it's also available on their iPads or whatever. I just had an idea, though, while we were all talking about that. Would it be silly this is too late for any of this now, but would it have been silly for Mojang to leverage the success of Minecraft to make Scrolls more viable by doing stuff like hiding parts of, like, the collectible card game in chests in Minecraft, which would give you a reason to actually adventure beyond the six blocks that you play the game in, and it would give you a reason to play Scrolls too. I don't know if that's a dumb idea or if it would have been a good idea.
I don't know why they didn't theme Scrolls after Minecraft either. That might have gone pretty well.
Yeah.
I think they would have to do something where they put something in Scrolls that you did in Scrolls and you got it in Minecraft. Like, hey, there's a new weapon, but you can only get it if you play in Scrolls.
Right.
And then you unlock this new weapon. Otherwise, like, if I find something for Scrolls in Minecraft, I'll be like, this goes in my plant bucket. you know, or crap I don't use bin.
Right, right.
But yeah, no, I think definitely leveraging to do something would have been intelligent, smart, capitalist.
It's funny that a bunch of these massive companies don't have people like us thinking about that stuff. Like, I think about it with Nintendo all the time. It's like, where's the guy saying, hey, Mario Party 9 sucked, go back to where everybody hated each other playing it, when it was fun. But no, that made Mario Party 10 exactly the same. It's like, where's the guy saying, that's a crap idea, and the game, there's too much text in this game for what it is. There's
well, then some no games people like that. Do bizarre things. Like Far Cry 4 has, they actually have two apps that you can get on your iPhone. One's just a card game where cards fall from the sky and you're trying to, you can flip them by touching them. But when they hit the bottom, that's what you get. You're trying to make, like, you know, poker hands. And you basically can get money in the game from doing this. But what does it have to do with Far Cry 4 at all? Like, absolutely nothing. And so it's just, like, bizarre how far they'll go out of their way to just, like, hey, we got to have an iOS app. Weird. Well, what is it going to do? Well, I don't know. Just make one.
For that Knack game that came out on PS4 on its launch, this stupid little platformy type game, there was all these things you had to collect in the game to upgrade your little guy. There was no way to collect all those by the time you beat the game, but you get the iOS app, which was basically Bejeweled to collect. I mean, it had nothing to do with the game, but I remember sitting here playing. I'd never really played Bejeweled or any of those things before, but I got pretty good at it, just so I get all the stupid things for my Let's Play a Knack. It's weird how they do that.
Well, speaking of Bejeweled, PopCap just came out with Peggle Blast on the phone, and I'm annoyed because they're using the same Candy Crush annoy your friends to get to the next level.
So
I'm upset. Yeah. But it's still Peggle, and Peggle's awesome. So
really?
Yes, Peggle is awesome.
No, I mean, like, okay, so I loved Plants vs. Zombies. And then PopCap did Plants vs. Zombies 2, which was basically a microtransaction game, and I hated it. I hated everything about it.
You know how much money they're making from all this stuff, though?
Billions.
Yeah. But the thing is,
mothers. Get off Facebook.
Okay, but like, Plants vs. Zombies was extremely successful, and it wasn't a microtransaction game.
And thanks to its success, now we can screw everyone and make lots of money.
I guess so.
So basically, the bottom line is nobody cares about Skrulls.
That's a good point.
Well, it's something people do care about. I think some interesting news came out this week. The Minecraft movie, Sean Levy and the writers Kieran Mulroney and Michelle Mulroney both leave the project, or all three leave the project. Apparently, they just presented a new idea for the movie to the studio, and it didn't mesh with what the game developers were looking for. Don't know who that is when they say that, like Microsoft, or are they talking Vu and Lydia, or like I don't know. Someone didn't like it, so they just decided to be best if they would leave. So they left.
Hey, I've got an idea.
It's kind of crazy.
Steve looks for a princess in the world, and instead of blocks, baby. Let's do Frozen 2. How about that?
It's a love story.
The this woman, I just started Google or IMDb-ing these people. Michelle Mulroney, she was one of the writers for Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. Okay. So that was a pretty successful and good movie.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the next person. I think that's all I got so far.
I think the problem they're going to have here is that anybody who writes a story for Minecraft cannot write a story for Minecraft that, like, people playing the game will... I don't think anybody's really going to like any story. It's just going to be another story.
How do you recreate the first time you played Minecraft in a movie?
Like, and make it interesting.
I don't understand how a dude wakes up in the middle of nowhere and starts punching trees. I just don't...
I disagree. Okay, let's look at WALL-E. The beginning of WALL-E is entertaining and interesting and quirky and cool. There's no dialogue in it. He's by himself. And I think they could do something like that.
I agree.
But what would the point be?
There wouldn't be one. It's just a story set inside of Minecraft. The story is not the story of Minecraft. It's not the story of the origins or the end of Minecraft. It's a story in Minecraft. It's like the Lego World movie, you know? Okay. It's the story of Legos.
It'll be a machinima, really.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
But it's real life. And that's what I don't
get. It's real life.
Making it real life. Yeah. To me, it's like they're losing kind of everything that is Minecraft about it.
Whoa. Really? It's a real. It's okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I think you'll could do animation. Something. I still think you could do something cool with it. I think basically what you would have to do is kind of have this whole like nihilism, trying to survive thing, and then finally you decide you want to make it, and then some external force is applied on you, and you find your inner strength, and you triumph over it. I mean, there's tons of stuff. There are 18 gazillion stock tropes you could pull out to make a good Minecraft movie. It's
but
just
it's
a question
not
of
exploited, no one's going to go see it.
So the everyone's going to go see it.
Yes, yeah.
So the other Mulroney person, basically Michelle and Kieran Mulroney were the two main writers for that that Sherlock Holmes movie. But the Sean Levy guy's a producer, and he's produced all the Night in the Museum movies, a lot of good movies. The Internship, Family Trap. Like, he was executive producer on tons of really good movies, so it's interesting.
Yeah, I think Wes and I were talking about this on one show, that like we were happy that he was a good pick kind of for this kind of genre, but now that like they're like, well, here's the story, and they're like, yep, we don't like the story, see y'all later. It's like, oh God, who are they going to get now? And are they ever going to be able to like a story? Like, to me, it seems like maybe it's going to be one of those things where it's like people are going to be throwing stories at them, and they don't really have an idea of what they want.
But it's like the text for the end, right? They argued about that forever, and then you see what we got.
Right.
is the Lego movie dude still tied in to direct it?
I don't know.
Cool.
Well, I think Sean Levy was going to be the director. Did he do anything?
No, he's going to be the producer, what it says. Executive producer.
Okay, but he was also going to, I believe... Well, now I lost the link to that article that he had planned to direct it or something.
Okay.
Levy is staying. Rereading it there. Levy and the studio felt that the Mulroneys dropped the ball.
Oh. To get rid of those. Okay. So they still have Levy.
Still in good hands. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Well, if he felt that it was bad, then maybe it just was bad.
I mean, it's possible it was a terrible story. Yeah. I mean, this might have been a good move. I don't know. We'll see.
The thing may never even happen, to be honest.
I feel like Microsoft would be smart to leverage it and make it happen just because they need to recoup some of this money that they've spent.
It doesn't need to be good. I mean, honestly.
No, it doesn't. It's a Pokemon movie every year, and they haven't been good since the third one.
Yeah, all they got to do is say, we make games, we don't make movies. Sorry, we tried.
Yeah. But I mean, I still think they'll make a mint off of it. I mean, and I don't know. But I mean, I don't think it takes much to make a decent movie. I mean, I really think I know this sounds terrible, but I think it just takes like a little bit of willingness to take chances. And I think
nobody wants to take chances though.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, I think with a product like this, you want to take a little bit of it. I mean, look at the Lego movie. That was I don't think that was a safe bet. They took a real chance with that, and it was amazing. And I think you could do that with a Minecraft movie as well, but you can't rule it by committee. You need to get a powerful leading voice that wants to make something cool and interesting. And after that, I think the pieces will just fall in place, but maybe I'm idealistic. I don't know.
So, and I believe Levy is leaving too. I mean, that's the title of the article, is Sean Levy leaves Warner Brothers Minecraft film. So, I think they're all leaving. They're all, screw this! I'm out of here.
Everybody!
Flipping tables, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so, last but not least is more money hatching ideas for Microsoft, and that's the Christmas texture packs For the Xbox, which I assume will get released weeks after Christmas for all the other systems.
Mm-hmm.
But so now you can get your Winter Snow Wonderland. Skis. Yeah.
Wow.
And they make so much money off of these skins.
It's craziness.
I don't maybe they can continue doing just console as the real moneymaker and just PC as an afterthought. I don't know. I just don't know how they can make money off of PC other than just sales.
Yeah, they really sales and merchandising, I think.
Yeah. I don't think they make a lot off of merchandising, though. I don't know.
The price that they put stuff out at, they've got to have a huge licensing fee on that because it's just ridiculous.
No, but most we've looked into this. Like, most merchandising fees are not that high. The people making the products are the ones making most of the money because the licensees are distributing them in places where the company won't necessarily be distributing. So, yeah, you might buy a $20 stuffed spider at Walmart, but Mojang might get $5-6 of that.
I don't think they're getting that much. Out of $20, I bet they're getting $2.
Yeah.
And like Jazzwares, all those other people who's making the money.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah, but that's $2 off how many millions of items?
Yeah, I mean,
you walk into, like, I didn't realize until I went to, like, Toys R Us and was like, oh my God, they actually have, like, two full shelves full of Minecraft stuff now.
Yeah.
Like, that's bigger than, like,
I'd take a dollar.
Spider-Man, Star Wars, like, any big franchises, it's like they're competing in a merchandise level. Like, that's big money.
Well, I mean, we're decorating the Christmas tree at church the other night, and we're like, hey, what are your kids interested in? You know? And they're all like, Minecraft.
Goatsy.
Did you say goatsy?
Get out of here, George. Get out of here. Talk to your parents.
So, yeah.
Well, there you have it.
That was it.
Another episode.
Do we all think, just quickly, do we think that there's going to be a little secret Christmas patch?
No, they're not going to do anything until after Christmas.
Yeah, no. They're not doing nothing.
They're like secret like texture pack patches like they did for April Fool's and stuff, no?
No.
No,
no, I don't see anything coming.
It'd be great, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything
coming.
It does
not feel like anything's being developed right now.
Yeah, well, absolutely not.
I think everybody's on holiday at this point. Until next year. That's how I felt like when I saw that tweet. It was like, oh, no, we're on holiday. We'll see you next year. And then we're not even sure after that, like, when we'll actually put something out. But I could be completely wrong. They could be hard at work right now.
I don't know. No.
Count them money.
Well, most of them didn't really make anything out of that deal. I don't know. Some people made lots, though, I guess. Yeah. I wonder what Notch is up to now. Have we heard anything from Notch?
Not personally.
Still didn't keep in touch anymore. What a guy. He used to sit under the desk every podcast, and now he's just off on some beach somewhere.
So how's it going, Notch? Absolutely. Okay, so there you go. There's some Minecraft for this week, and we'll see you next week. And then we'll figure out what's going on for the rest of the holidays. I'm Brent Copeland.
Salute.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.